Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to state this, we would like to keep multiple or intersecting forms of racial, because that is used all over in many, many documents. We do understand the opposition by some country towards sexual identity, and we just stated our position, but, you know, but what I must say is that we must remember who this thing is for. This is a declaration for people of African descent. It's not a general declaration of for the UN. This is for people of African descent. And therefore, I believe we should, as my colleague from, I think, Panama mentioned, recognize the fact, the language that people of African descent use to describe themselves and to what they use for their to protect their rights, and including the movements that was, and the language that was used by the feminist movements of those of people of African descent. But this is not a declaration for Europe or anybody else, it's for people of African descent. That being the case, as I said, on sexual identity, that is a part of our constitution, but again, this is for people of African descent. I would not stay in the way then of that. But the original text was pretty good as it was, with those small changes, adding the age and all of those, and keeping the multiple forms of intersectionality, because that is used many times in text. Thank you.